Oh, that'd be cool. So what films are we talking about exactly?
Well, the he's the one that sent me that info on that little thing that plugs in the side of your radio to pass the data from the computer. He sent that, and then he wants to do some antenna build for HF, but we're going to have to disguise it because he's in an association.
Yeah, okay, well, that's a bummer about the association thing. I took the doublet down today. It was kind of hanging, and I couldn't mow in that area very well, so I took all that stuff down, cleaned it up, and mowed down there. And now I can take that ladder line and check it out, you know, make sure it's in good shape. I have to replace some of the spacers and all that, and eventually hopefully get around to getting that double back up in the air, whether I use a manual tuner on it or hopefully get that Delinco automatic tuner going, you know.
Delinco, wasn't it an Icom?
Well, the tuner is an Elinco, I forget the model number, but it's meant to be a long wire antenna, but everybody knows it'll work with dipoles and doublets and things like that. It worked great for a while until it didn't. So, I don't know. Hopefully I can either fix it or hopefully get it fixed without a monstrous bill. I don't know. Probably going to be on me to try to just keep working with it and reading all I can and hopefully figure it out.
Well, somehow I just wouldn't be shocked if it was a busted trace on the board from getting yanked.
Yeah, that's right. You mentioned that, or the ceramic has a crack or something. Well, I hope it's something that simple. That'd be gnarly, man.
A lot better than trying to fund a new one.
Yeah, I probably likely wouldn't do that. It's just too much money. They don't even make that model anymore. And that was an upgrade from the original long wire antenna that Elinco made. So I think now you have to buy an Icom tuner. And boy, are those pricey. I think Yaesu makes one too, but yeah, it's a lot more than what I paid for it.
Well, we get messing with the big gun stuff. We'll probably be a lot more in a manual tune mode, dude. I don't think they make too many automatic tuners that handle the kind of power that we're joking around about inadvertently. Seriously.
Yeah, I gotta believe that's a fact. The old lady, she should be home before too long. While we're reacting here, I'm going to look and see if I can see where she is.
She lights you up about the radio stuff this morning?
Well, she tells me to go do it. Oh, that's neat, you know, and like she thought it was cool yesterday. But then today, all of a sudden she shifts in not paying attention to me mode. And, you know, you could talk to Mike anytime, and why don't you just talk to him all the time then? Because I'm here and you're just ignoring me, that kind of nonsense, you know.
Ah, throw that TV one down one point. Ah, boy, I'll tell you what, it is what it is. Anyways, Scott, we were talking about the, doing those little, wireless Bluetooth data connectors to play with these HTs and whatnot. And I'll tell you, he's good at finding stuff like that. He's a techno nerd.
Oh, that's cool, man. So he's like one of those makers. He tinker with all kinds of stuff.
Oh, yeah, he's got reloading equipment, and we're talking about, you know, homemade black powder and all that. It's a lot of the same stuff me and you joke around about, and he's down for that. But, you know, he's a suit. He works for an audit company, And I'll tell you more about it off the air, but he's definitely a suit, but he is a IT tech, which is nice because if we need to get into doing those Raspberry Pis and other things for setting up the Hermes a little differently with a less of a idle current load, then he's the guy. Well, that's awesome. I look forward to meeting him.